美国啊，真的是漂流的生活。
Especially here in the U.S., we have this life of wandering around.
啊，常常搬家。
Often time we have to move.
啊，一年搬好啊，一生搬了好几次。
And for many of us, we have to relocate quite a few times during our lifetime.
所以有时候我们啊，几个孩子生下来，每个孩子大概他的出生地点都不一样。
Sometimes for some of us, our kids are born at different places.
啊，那这样搬来搬去啊，有时候我们就迷失了。
And after all this wandering around, sometimes we get lost in the process.
但是我们要从这个世代的信仰来学习，在他们的漂流里面，它是有一些原则要抓住的。
However, we do need to learn from this some of the principles that we need to hold on to during this period of wandering around.
啊，所以你漂流才不会迷失。
And once you learn those principles, you won't get lost when you wander around.
那这个原则一抓住之后，漂流就不是啊，不是什么大事。
And once you can hold on to those principles, it's no big deal to wander around anymore.
因为你已经抓住那个原则。
Because you have hold on to those principles.
啊，希伯来书里面的十一章在记载一些信仰的人物。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 mentioned quite a few characters of faith.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟都都上榜。
Abraham, Isaac, all those names we mentioned earlier are all on there.
这个世代都在这个里面。
All the four generations are all over there.
所以这个世代都是很有信心的。
And the all four generations has great faith.
但是我们仔细看哦，他们信心的表现不太一样。
If you look at more in detail, however, their manifestation of their faith are different.
哦，亚伯拉罕的信心可以说是往前看。
Abraham's faith is shows when he looks forward.
七十五岁，神给他说你要得到一个儿子。
When he was 75 years old, God told him that he was going to get a son.
一直等25年。
And at that point, he waited for another 25 years.
这个叫做信心。
And this is what we call faith.
最后他得到了。
And in the end, he did get a son.
那到了他的孩子以撒。
For his son Isaac.
啊，以撒的信心表现就不太一样。
And his faith is a little bit different.
啊，以撒的信心表现在对，在表现他的顺服上面。
And his faith is manifest more towards his obedience.
对他父亲的顺服，还有对神的顺服。
And his obedience toward his father as well as to God.
啊，那到了他的下一代雅各。
For his son.
Jacob. 雅各的信心表现不太一样。
And his faith is a little bit different yet.
雅各觉得好的他就要抓住。
And whatever Jacob felt like he thinks was good, he will hold on to it.
长子的名分好，所以他一定要抓住。
It's good to have this the firstborn right, therefore he wanted to hold on to it.
所以他一定要得到。
He had to get it.
因此他付代价。
And as a result, he had to pay a heavy price.
那约瑟的信心又是另外一种。
And Joseph, however, had a different faith again.
约瑟十七岁就被卖了。
He was sold when he was 17 years old.
他也想不出来为什么。
Of course, he did not understand what was going on.
所以这个诗篇说，神的话在试炼他。
And the book of Psalms therefore mentioned that he was going through a trial.
神的话在试炼他。
God's words is testing him.
因为从小神就显那个异象给他看，他会伟大。
Because when he was in his young age, he had this vision that he would be great.
但事实上，他从十七岁所遭遇到是一直往下沉。
The matter of the fact was, however, he was going downwards ever since the age of 17.
那一直到他做宰相。
Until the day when he became a prime minister.
回头过来看。
When he turned back.
他才看到神的旨意。
Then he realized the will of God was in there.
这十几年，这是十几年。
That was over a span of over 10 years.
这个需要信心。
And this requires faith.
所以今天我们每一个人，我们需要信心来过我们的生活。那个信心的表现，每一个人都不太一样。
So today, for us, when we live a life of faith, and it's different for every one of us.
但是这个世代，我们在看他在漂泊当中，都有不同的原则在把握。
So when we look at those four generations, they all have different principles that they were able to hold on to.
好，我们现在再看第二代以撒。
Now let's look at the second generation, Isaac.
好，第一个啊，他顺服神，他的父亲。
And first of all, he was obedient to his father.
他顺服他的父亲在两件事情上。
And this was shown clearly in two things.
在创世纪二十二章，他父亲要献独生子。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 22, when his father was about to sacrifice his one and only son,
他很顺服。
He was very obedient.
叫他背柴，他就背柴。
When he was asked to carry the woods, and he did.
他的父亲要把他捆下来，其实他年轻人，他一跑，他父亲根本就追不上。
When his father was trying to bind him up, at that time he was a young man, if he was wanting to go, he can run away really easily.
但是他很顺服。
Yeah, he was very obedient.
那在二十四章。
In the book of Genesis chapter 24.
现在这个是以撒跟自己的一生的大事有关系啊，就是在婚姻上他很顺服。
And this is in his own big event in his life, which is marriage.
那我们现在我们常常发现呢，婚姻啊真的是很难进行。
Nowadays, it's very difficult to get two people to marry together.
那这个很难进行啊，有两方面。
There are two reasons.
第一方面哈，我们年轻的一代没有以撒这个信心。
First of all, the younger generation lacked the faith of Isaac.
我们从这二十四章的第一节一直看到最后，以撒没有讲一句话，他自己结婚他没有讲一句话。
If we read the entire chapter from verse 1 all the way to the end, we notice that Isaac didn't say even a word in this very important matter of his own.
他就是顺服他父亲。
All he did was to be obedient to his father.
但是我们最后看了神所赐给他的。
Yet when we look in the end, what God has given to him
是利百加
，and his wife was Rebecca.
那利百加她是外貌很漂亮，灵性也很高尚。
Rebecca was beautiful, has a beautiful appearance as well as a very good spirituality.
所以并不是没有条件就是冒险。你在结婚了，不是说你没有条件，你就是在冒险。
So in the matter of marriage, it's not necessary for you to take a risk when you do not listen.
因为当我们出于对神的一种信心所产生一种顺服，常常是带给我们最好的结果。
And oftentimes when we listen to God and have faith in God will give us the best result.
那我们在这个在青年的婚姻上第二个困难就是做父母。
The second reason why we have difficulty today is because of the parents.
父母给予太多的条件。
There are too many conditions set upon by their parents.
那这个条件常常出于本身现实生活体验出来的。
And most of the conditions are actually from their life experiences.
一定要有这些条件，所以你结婚才不会受苦。
And if your potential partner can meet those conditions, then your life will be easier.
但是我们看亚伯拉罕关系到孩子的婚姻。
And here we can see Abraham, he was concerned about his son's marriage as well.
但是亚伯拉罕并没有条件。
But Abraham didn't have any conditions.
如果有条件，他只有一个，要到他的本族里面去找。
If there's any, there's only one condition, which is to find this bride from his own people.
那这个老仆人也没有设条件。
And this old servant did not lay any conditions either.
他只说神啊，如果现在一个人饮水哦，我请他倒水给我骆驼喝，那个就是。他没有条件的，只有这个条件。
All he asked God is that whichever girl will give him water, then she will be it. There was no other conditions.
他只知道想要知道到底神是为他的这个主人的这个孩子预备是哪一个，他只想知道这样而已。
All he wanted to know which one is the one that God has prepared for them.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕做父亲的，以撒做孩子的，老仆人做仆人的。全部都没有条件。
We can look at all those three characters: the father, the servant, the son. None have any set any conditions for this marriage.
没有条件并不等于这个婚姻是次好的。
Of course, the when they do not set any condition does not mean this marriage is not good.
但这个没有条件是出于对神完全的相信。
Rather, this lack of condition is actually a representation of their faith to God.
这个是最好的。
This is the best.
所以有时候我们年轻的一代常常觉得老年人年纪大了，就心里面就有一点看清。
And oftentimes for us, for the youth, this generation, they do not take their parents' advice for serious.
其实家里面如果有一个老年人，他非常属灵，他很亲近神，他有同在，有神的同在，这是一个宝。
Actually, it is a precious thing to have an older man, elderly in your family who is very close to God.
你看亚伯拉罕一个侄儿罗德。
We can see that Abraham has a nephew with Lot.
亚伯拉罕有一个孩子以撒。
He has a son Isaac.
罗德为着选择好像伊甸园那个索多玛他就漂流但是他已经迷失了。
We look at Lot. He wanted to find some good places, and in the end, in the process, he lost.
他迷失在这个索多玛里面。
He was lost in the city of Sodom.
后来他连什么都没有。
In the end, he lost everything, all his possessions.
连太太也失去了。
He even lost his wife.
因为在这个索多玛的环境里面，他的家庭生活已经俗化了。
Because in the city of Sodom, his life has been secularized.
但是当他跟所都跟这个亚伯兰住在一起的时候，亚伯兰其实给他属灵的影响很大。
Well, however, when he was living with Abraham, Abraham had a great influence on him.
所以有时候我跟父母住在一起，这不一定不好。
So oftentimes, it's not necessarily a bad thing to live with your parents.
如果我们父母是一个属灵的，是亲近神的，会祷告，有神同在的。
If our parents are close to God, they're spiritual. They pray to God all the time.
但是你看罗这个以撒跟亚伯兰住在一起。
Here, Isaac, however, he chose to live with his father.
在二十四章第一节说，亚伯兰年纪老迈，神在一切事情上都赐福给他。
In chapter 24, verse 1 says, Abraham was now old and well advancing years, and the Lord has blessed him in every way.
结果这个神的福气就赐福在他的下代以撒的身上。
And as a result of this, the blessing of God came upon his next generation, which is Isaac.
以撒的顺服，这个是给他人生一个很好的起点。
So the obedience of Isaac is a very good start for Isaac's life.
因为给他一个很好的配偶。
Because as a result of this, he got a very good wife.
给他以后的人生有一个能够在走在神的道路上很好的帮助。
And this helped him to, it's a good helper for him to stay on the path to God.
那以撒的生活第二个特点。
The second characteristic of his Isaac's
life. 就是
他
住在神指示的地方去。
Is that he lived in the place that God has guided him to.
先看创世纪二十六章。
Let's look at chapter 26.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神对以撒说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地方。
The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live.
这个第一节在讲以撒那个时候有饥荒。
Here it mentioned that there was a famine in the land at that time.
那亚伯兰那个时代也有饥荒。
There was a famine in the time of Abraham as well.
所以这个父亲跟孩子都遇到相同的困难。
See, the father and the son encountered the similar difficulties.
饥荒以现在来讲就是你被公司被解雇了。
A famine for us is almost like a being laid off in your company.
你经济没有来源了。
You do not have any financial income anymore.
很自然我们人就想那我要搬到哪里去。
And naturally we'll think, where should I move now?
哪里有工作的机会。
Wherever there's a job.
那我要往那里去。
Then I'll move to that place.
那对这个相同的困难亚伯拉罕的解决方式跟以撒的解决方式就不太一样。
For this kind of difficulties in their lives, Abraham's solution was a little bit different from Isaac's solution.
亚伯兰就漂流到埃及地去。
Abraham wandered into the land of Egypt.
那虽然他的困难解决了。
Even though his difficulty was overcome.
但是我们仔细看，这些钱财并没有带给他很多的好处。
In the end, however, those money, the material life, did not bring him much good.
他太太差一点点没有了。
He almost lost his wife.
第二个，他跟他罗德因为财多，不能没有办法住在一起。
And secondly, because of the wealth, his nephew Lot has to separate from him.
那现在以撒也遇到饥荒。
Now Isaac encountered similar difficulty.
那神就跟他讲。
And then God told him,
说你不要下埃及。
Told him not to go down to Egypt.
这埃及代表这个魔鬼的地方。
Egypt is the place for the devil.
你不可以下去。
You should not go down there.
你要住在神指示你的地方。
You need to live where the Lord has told you to live.
就迦南地。
Which is the land of Canaan.
对以撒来讲啊，每一天的生活都压力很大。
For Isaac, every day was a challenge for his life.
因为饥荒啊。
Because of this famine.
你有孩子，你有妻子，你有家庭啊。
He has a whole family to feed.
但是神既然明白神要叫他住下去，他就住下去。
And now God has spoken to him, so he decided to live where he was.
那一段时间困难过去了。
When the difficult time passed by.
那到了第十二节。
In verse 12.
那个地方有一百倍的收成。
Verse 12 mentioned that was in that year they reaped hundredfold.
一百倍啊。
A hundredfold.
就是因为他坚持神给他的原则。
Because he hold on to the faith, the principle that God has given him.
今天呢，我们常常生活会有压力。
And today, for us as well, we often have times and pressures in our life.
那很自然，我们想要怎么解决这个压力。
And naturally, we'll try to find ways to solve the problem.
但是很重要。
There's one thing very important.
为着解决压力，我们就漂流了。
And if we wander around, and because of this pressure,
要一个重要问题是，神要你不要这样做。
There's one very big key issue is whether God wants you to do that or not.
你看当时的路德记里面记载。
In the book of Ruth, we mentioned.
伯利恒遇到饥荒。
When there was a famine in Bethlehem.
拿厄米全家就搬。
So Naomi, the whole family moved.
搬到摩亚地。
They moved to the land of Moab.
摩亚地是淫乱的地方。
And that was a place of fleshly desire.
结果没有神的恩典，一家三个男人都死了。
And without the blessing of God, all three men in the family died.
拿俄米本来是甜的，当他回来的时候，人叫他拿米，他说不要叫我拿米，我叫做马拉，哭了。
Naomi, the name was originally meaning sweet, but in the end, when she came back, she became bitterness.
可见他那个决定，那个漂流是错误的。
We can see that wandering around was a mistake.
所以今天我们生活上要解决，你会搬家，但是你要怎么选择？
So today when we think about moving, how do we choose?
第一个原则。
The first principle.
我们一定要选择有教会的地方。
We have to pick a place where there is a church.
但是如果我们真的选择没有教会的地方。
If we truly have to pick one where there's no church.
我们一定在那个地方要有一个心智，要兴旺福音。
Then we have to have this determination to set up a church over there.
美国现在有22间祈祷所跟教会。
There are 22 churches and places of worship here in the U.S.
我们最近成立 Sacramento, 要成立圣地亚哥。
Recently we have house of prayer in Sacramento as well as in San Diego.
那每一点大部分开始都有人搬过去为着工作。
Of course, every one of those places started when somebody moved there to have a job there.
那以后开始他们就有那个心智要在那里建立教会。
And because of their determinations wanting to set up church there.
所以不但生活困难解决了，而且他们信仰也强化了。
So in the end, they solved their livelihood problem as well as their faith problem.
但是如果一个人选择没有教会的地方，又没有这个为神兴旺福音的心智，绝大部分都流失了。
If we choose the place where there's no church, yet you don't have the determination to work for God, then most of us will lose our faith.
有的到下一代不晓得怎么祷告。
And when we reach the second generation, they don't even know how to pray.
有时候失去了信仰。
And they will lose their faith.
所以我们要漂流，一定要了解神要怎么做。
So when we're about to wander around, we need to understand what God wants us to do.
走在神的旨意上。
We need to walk according to His will.
那就不会错误。
Then there will be any mistake.
在神的原则之下。
This is under His principle.
所以这是以撒哈。那第三个。
This is Isaac, the third generation.
我们看以撒搬家以后，他怎么生活。
Let's look at third when we see how he lived his life when he moved.
我们看创世纪的二十六章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 26.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
当夜神向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯兰的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并且要为我仆人亚伯兰缘故，使你的后裔繁多。这神对以撒的祝福。
And this is the blessing from the Lord to Isaac.
其实如果我们今天在读新约圣经。
Today when we read the New Testament.
我们受洗就是跟神立约。
When we are baptized, that was actually a,
covenant
that we set up with God.
立什么约？
What kind of covenant is this?
立救恩之约。
That is the covenant of salvation.
神要将丰盛的恩典赐给我们。
And God will give us abundant blessing.
那用他的宝血跟我们立约。
And we'll have this covenant with through his precious blood.
现在问题。
And there's one problem.
当我们洗礼完之后，我们的生活要怎么过？
So what? How should we carry out our life after we baptize?
你看这个二十四节，神对以撒讲：“我要赐福给你。”
here in verse 24, God said, I will bless you.
那以撒怎么去回应神给他的应的祝福呢？
How would Isaac react to this blessing?
请看26、25节。
Let's read verse 25.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告神的名，自搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
Isaac built an altar there and called the name of the Lord. There he pitched the tent, and there his servant dug the well.
所以以撒对神祝福他的回应，就是用平衡的生活来过他漂流的生活。
And we can see his reaction was to have a stable life, to
balance,
to have a balanced life here.
那这里在讲生活有三个内容。
There were three contents here in his life.
第一个，筑一座坛。
First of all, he pitched a tent.
就是要求告神的名。
Oh, he built an altar. This is to call the name of the Lord.
这个就信仰生活。
And this is his faith, life of faith.
第二个，支搭帐篷。
And secondly, he pitched a tent.
在当时游牧民族，这个就是家庭生活。
And for people at that time, this is the family life.
第三个，挖一口井。
And thirdly, they dug a well.
那是农业社会，所以这个是职业生活。
And at that time, this was their career.
所以这个二十五节是很有意义的。
So 25, this verse is very meaningful.
我们的生活要平衡。
We need to have this meaning, a balanced life.
你需要有灵的满足，你需要有魂的满足，你需要有体的满足。
You need to have satisfaction in your spirit, in your soul, as well in your body.
灵的满足就是从神来的。
The satisfaction from spirit comes from God.
魂的满足就是从你的家庭来的。
Soul satisfaction comes from your family.
体的满足就是从你的职业来的。
And that satisfaction of body comes from your career.
但是如果这个生活没有平衡，
If your life is not balanced this way.
你就哪一个地方没有平衡，那个地方就会出问题。
And wherever there's imbalance, you will have problem there.
我最近看到一篇报道。
I recently saw a report.
在所有开发中，已经开发的先进的国家里面。
In all the developed countries in the world.
美国人平均的健康最差。
US, the average health situation is the worst.
就心脏病，无论所有其他的病的比例最高。
The ratio of people having problem like heart attack or other disease are the highest.
那篇文章里面在提到，在美国的生活压力很大。
The report mentioned that the pressures of life in the U.S. is very high.
不错，收入很高，但压力很大。
Indeed, you have very good income. However, that comes with a price.
那生活没有平衡。
There's no balance in our lives.
那这身体就发生问题。
And as a result, their body tend to have problems.
所以我们在这个生活里面啊。
Therefore, in our lives.
我们一定要生活要平衡。
We need to have this balanced situation.
而且在这个平衡里面有它的顺序。
And in this balanced life, there is an order here.
第一个是神。
The first one in this priority list is God.
第二个是家庭。
Second one is family.
第三个是职业。
And third is your career.
这个不是说职业不重要。
We're not saying here the career is not important.
职业我们应该做的时间里要去一定需要去做。
When you have to go to work, you have to do it.
好，但是在职业之上还有更有价值的，你一定要花时间。
However, above your career, there are two other things that are more important.
就是你的家庭。
You need to spend time with your family.
还有你跟神的关系。
And also your relationship with God.
那我们人的时间有限。
We only have limited time.
我们的精力也很有限。
Limited energy.
所以我们为了要照顾到我们的家庭，要照顾到我们的信仰，我们职业有时候需要有一个节制。
So in order to take care of our family, take care of our faith, we need to take it easy on our work sometimes.
我在几年前看到一篇报道。
And I also saw another report a couple years ago.
在美国一家很出名的一个很大家的公司的 manager.
There was a manager from a very famous company in the U.S.
她是一个女性。
She worked in this company.
然后后来她辞职了。
And later she resigned.
那老板就问她，你为什么要辞职？我给你加薪。
And、her boss asked her, why would you do this? I can raise your salary.
她说，不是我的孩子需要我，是我需要我的孩子。
And she said, it's not because my children need me, because I need them.
为着家庭，她辞职了。
She resigned because of her family.
更高的收入她不需要。
She didn't need any higher pay.
她需要花时间在她的家庭。
She needed to spend time with her family.
我不知道她是不是基督徒。
I don't know whether she's a Christian or not.
但是我们知道世界上是有人是很有原则的。
But we do know that there are many people in this world, they have principles.
钱不是一切。
Money is not everything.
世界上的成就不是一切。
This worldly achievement is not everything.
如果信仰，如果家庭破碎，信仰没有了。
If you lose your family and lose your faith.
请问世界有成就有什么用？
What good does it do to you if you have the whole world?
只有在我们家庭圆满，我们信仰非常的稳定之下，我们事业的成就才有价值。
Only when your faith is stable and your family is happy, then your achievement in your career is worthwhile.
我们在但以理书里面看到一个很奇妙的故事。
In the book of Daniel, we see this very interesting story.
但以理有没有为他的人生规划什么？
Did Daniel plan anything for his life?
没有。
He didn't do.
但是但以理的人生一步一步都神在带领，神在开路。
Yeah, God guided his way step by step.
从被掳到巴比伦。
From his time when he was captured in Babylon.
从被选到王宫。
To the time when he was chosen to the palace.
没有一个是他个人的计划。
None of that was as a result of his own planning.
但是但以理有他的原则。
However, he had his own principle.
我不能够玷污自己。
And I should not defile myself.
我绝对不拜偶像。
I would not worship idols.
我三天一天一定要三天跟神祷告。
I should
三次跟神祷告。
Pray to God three times a day.
结果我们看但以理的事情经过四个王。但以理一生经历过四个王。
In his life, he had encountered four kings.
他服侍过四个王。
He served four of them.
这个不是他个人的计划。
This is not as a result of his own.
每一次遇到危险。
Every time when he encountered danger.
他一定有一个原则，他要坚持。
And there's one principle that he held on to.
他坚持原则，甚至他最高的地位，他可以不要。
He could sacrifice everything else without. When he wanted to hold on to this principle.
这个王用他做宰相的。
The king wanted to be the prime minister.
但是王说不可以拜神。
Yet the king said, the king told him not to worship his god.
拜神要丢到狮子坑里面。
If you worship your god, you will be thrown into the lion.
他没有说为着保有这个地位，保有既得的利益，牺牲了信仰原则。
And Daniel did not sacrifice his principle because of this, in order to hold on to his worldly power.
他愿意牺牲他的生命。
He was willing to sacrifice his life.
结果他不但保有他生命，而且他保有他的地位。
In the end, he was able to gain both his faith as well his life.
所以今天我们很容易把信仰跟神切开来看。
So sometimes we separate our faith.
我们的职业跟神切开来看。
Our career to our God.
职业是我要奋斗的。
Career is something that we need to work hard for.
那所谓敬拜神就是来教会的。
To worship God is when we come to God.
其实不是这样的。
That's not actually the case.
如果我们真的过一个神同在的一个生活，
we truly live the life with God with us.
你知道你的老板的心也是神在控制的。
You know that your boss's heart is also controlled by God.
你知道你的一生，连一个国家的一个王位也是神在控制的。
You know that God controls everything, including the kings and the presidents in this world.
所以神可以带领的。
And God can control everything.
人的努力加上神的恩典。
With your hard work and God's blessing.
那你就发现你在社会上生活就觉得你一直在走，但是你担子不会太重。
Then you see that in this world on the way, you walk along without too heavy a burden.
但是你一直自己去拼，但是你没有神的恩典，会很辛苦。
If you try to work everything out by yourself without the blessing of God, then it's going to be really difficult.
所以我们在这里看到这个以撒的一生。
Here we see the life of Isaac.
他想要漂流，神说不要。
He wanted to move away, and God said no.
你就住在这里。
You stay here.
他短暂受苦，但是长久得恩典。
He suffered for a limited period of time, then he gained eternal blessing.
所以这个告诉我们，活着一定要一个原则在我们心里面。
So this tells us we have to have this principle when we live in this world.
那我们才能够体会到神丰盛的恩典。
And then we can experience the abundant blessing of God.
那我们就进到以撒的有两个孩子，以扫跟雅各。
Isaac had two sons.
我们进到雅各。
Now look at Jacob.
好。 在雅各的人生，我们也看到他的漂流。
In Jacob's life, we see his wandering around as well.
那雅各的漂流不是神要他这样漂流。
His wandering around is not the will of God.
雅各的漂流是他的个性所造成的。
His wandering was a result of his own personality.
为什么这样说？
Why was that?
我们现在来看雅各的故事。
Let's look at his story.
这个雅各的他本来他的个性呢就是抓住。
And Jacob, as we mentioned earlier, he wanted to hold on.
他的名字本身就是抓住。
His name means to hold on.
所以圣经里面说他生出来的时候他是抓住他哥哥一起出来的。
So, when he was born, he was holding on to his brother's ankle.
那这个抓住可以变成好的也可以变成不好的。
This holding on can be sometimes good thing or can be a bad thing.
所以因为这个抓住就变成他的一个个性。
So this is his personality.
他第一个要抓住什么？
What does he want to grab on, hang on to the most?
我们看25章。
This is in chapter 25.
创世纪的25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
30节。
In verse 30.
以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这个红豆汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫做以东。31节。
31.
雅各说，你今天把长子的名分卖给我吧。这里在讲雅各。
Here in 31, talk about Jacob.
这里讲雅各哈，他抓住这个机会。
So Jacob had this opportunity.
说你把长子的名分卖给我吧。
He asked his brother to sell his birthright.
那这个以扫那个时候累昏了。
Esau was so tired at that time.
所以他就把一碗红豆汤，为着一碗红豆汤，他把长子名分就跟雅各交换。
For the sake of one bowl of soup, he sold his birthright.
这个是以扫的弱点，这是雅各的长处。
This is the weakness of Esau and the advantage of Jacob.
所以后来写圣经的人，神感动他对以扫的论定，就是以扫贪爱世俗。
So later, the Bible mentioned the Esau is somebody who loved the world.
就是为着短暂的满足，他放弃了永远的福分。
He sacrificed eternal blessing for the sake of a temporary satisfaction.
但是这也可以看到雅各这个人哦，知道好的有价值的，他一定要抓住。
At the same time, we can see that Jacob, when he realized something is precious, he knows how to hang on to it.
短暂受苦没有关系，但是真的有价值的，我一定要抓住。
It's okay to suffer a little bit. But it's important to hang on to what is really important.
那这个雅各的问题在哪里？
Where is Jacob's problem?
雅各的问题就是他要用自己的方法去成就神给他神的旨意。
His problem is that he always wanted to accomplish God's will through his own doing.
所以27章我们可以看到雅各是用手段的。
In chapter 27 records how Jacob used the scheme to do things.
所以雅各这个人头脑很聪明，他很会计划的。
He's very smart and he planned things ahead of time.
所以他就用计划去欺骗他太太，他的爸爸来祝福他。
So he tricked his father to bless him.
他去打猎，然后煮这个猎味给他爸爸吃。
He hunted games and to cook that for his father.
然后他用羊毛披在身上，让他爸爸摸起来好像以扫一样。
He put sheepskin on his father on his forearm so that his father thought he was Esau.
所以神就把这个长子名分祝福给他。
And therefore he gained the birthright.
他的爸爸就祝福给他。
His father blessed him.
其实这个本来啊，他的哥哥已经出卖给他了。
This birthright was sold to him already.
但是因为雅各这样做。
Because what he did here,
就产生了一个原因，他要漂流。
And this was the reason why he had to wander around.
为什么？因为他哥哥要杀他。
Because his brother wanted to kill him.
所以他家里住不下去。
He couldn't live in his household anymore.
他爸爸就叫他走吧。
His father let him go.
就走到你母家的家去吧。
Go to your mother's house.
从今以后他就漂流了。
So from that day on, he started to wander around.
如果雅各等候神的时候。
If Jacob, when he waited for God,
长子的名分还是他的。
If he had waited, his birthright would be him. 但是
他不需要漂流。
Then he didn't have to wander around.
因为以扫漂流回来，他最爱他的妈妈死了。
When he came back from his wandering around, his beloved mother died.
他在他母舅拉班的家受苦20年。
He suffered 20 years in his uncle's place.
那为什么他需要漂流？
Why did he have to go through this wandering around?
哦，如果我们仔细看这个以撒的故事，就是对他个性的一个磨练。
And this is the a trial for his personality.
所以以撒在拉班的家二十年。
And Jacob spent 20 years in the house.
雅各在他拉班的家二十年。
Jacob spent 20 years in the house of Laban.
那这个二十年当中啊，他是受很多的苦啊。
And obviously he suffered, endured many difficulties in this 20 years.
因为拉班也是很有计谋的人。
Because Laban is somebody of schemes as well.
他本来就看到这个拉班的女儿很中意啊。
He really liked his daughter.
结果结婚的那一天，他不是娶到他原来要的。
Yet on the day of wedding, he married not the one he really wanted.
你如果要那个，你再做七年的苦工，十四年。
He was told to work for another 7 years in order to marry the one he wanted.
这个就是磨练了。
And altogether 14 years, this is a trial for him.
你很强，你可以用手段，然后现在就磨你。别人也可以用手段来欺骗你。
You are smart and you have schemes. Now you suffer the same situation.
那三十一章的四十一节。
In chapter 31, verse 41.
这个二十年，我在你家里啊，为你女儿服侍十四年，为你羊群服侍六年，你十次改我的工价。
And 41 says it was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks and changed my wages 10 times.
所以我们人需要有一个自省的能力。
So we need to have this ability to examine ourselves.
就是当我们面对一个环境啊，我们要常常去想，为什么神允许这件事情发生在我身上。
So when we encounter something, we ought to think about why God will allow this to happen to me.
那我们才能够在那个环境里面不断在成长。
And then we can grow in this kind of situation.
如果我们失去自省的能力，我们在受苦当中就很难长进。
If we lose the ability to examine ourselves, then it's really hard for us to grow in faith during difficult times.
但是很可惜的，我们真正常在受苦当中，我们一直在指责周围的人，而忘记反省自己。
Yeah, oftentimes when we're suffering, we often tend to blame others around us instead of examining ourselves.
但是以撒在这个拉班的家里面这个环境受折磨当中，有一件事实很肯定，就是神跟他同在。
Now, Jacob, when he was going through this period of 20 years, one thing was certain that God was with him.
这个是漂流生当中人的一种力量。
And this is the strength, when you wander around.
所以摩西说，求你照着你所让我们受苦的年日跟日子跟年日让我们有喜乐的心。
So that's why Moses said, please give us the joy, joyful heart and peace according to the years when we suffer.
有时候我们受苦是用天算的。
Sometimes we count our difficult times with days, number of days.
一百天。
Sometimes one day, two days, or maybe 100 days.
有时候我们受苦是用年算的。
Sometimes we count by years.
一年、两年、二十年。
20 years.
那在这个受苦当中，
During those time,
神与他同在。
God was with him.
所以神爱我们了。
God loves us.
有时候虽然我们个性上有缺点，神让我们受苦。
Sometimes even though we have problems in our personality, God will have us go through suffering.
但是神应许与我们同在。
God has promised, however, that he will be with us.
神让我们能够进步。
God will let us grow in faith.
那在这个雅各受苦当中，我们看到是有进步的。
So we can see that Jacob did grow in when he was suffering.
好，我们看创世纪三十二章。
Let's read chapter 32.
好，创世纪三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
那个人说：“你的名叫什么？”他说：“我的名叫做雅各。”二十八节。
28.
那个人说：“你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫做以色列，因为你与神与人较力都得胜了。”这个说有一个人来跟他摔跤。
Here recorded story when somebody came to wrestle with Jacob.
那雅各这个人意志力是很强的。
Jacob was very, very strong in determination.
所以你看二十四节，就一个是跟他摔到黎明，到天亮。
And they wrestled all the time to.All the way to daybreak.
结果后来雅各怎么讲呢？
And what did Jacob say in the end?
我们看26节。
It's in verse 26.
雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”
Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
所以他是很有决心，他摔到底，你一定给我祝福，我再让你走。
He's very determined that he will not let him go unless he get blessed.
这就是他的个性。
This is his personality.
好的，他一定要抓住。
When he sees something good, he has to hold on to it.
虽然这个个性有他的负面，但是在这里看来是正面的。
Sometimes it's a negative personality. In this case, it's a good thing.
所以我有时候我们常常要想啊，我们每一个人都有个性。
Sometimes we all have our own personalities.
但是我们要让我们的个性啊，发挥在正面的事情上。
Oftentimes we need to think about how we can use this personality in good things.
我妈妈在这里，我讲她大概听不到哈。
My mother is here. If I talk about her, she probably won't understand.
我爸爸我爸爸离世的时候，他还没有50岁啊。
When my father passed away, she was not even 50 yet.
那他就去住在教会。
She went to live in the church.
1977年，中立在盖会堂。
That was in 1977 when they were building the church chapels in Zhongli Church.
找不到人监工。
They couldn't find anybody to monitor their work.
她自愿去监工。
So she volunteered to do that.
一大早七八点就到工地。
She had to go to the construction site at 7 o'clock in the morning.
一直到晚上5-6点才回去。
And she won't go home until like 5 to 6.
她有很坚强的个性。
She was very she also has very strong determination.
那因为有这个很坚强的个性，我们把它用到对的地方，就对教会很有帮助。
If you use this good personality in good things, then it's very helpful to the church.
所以在那2-3年间中啊，没有一天间断，没有到工地去，从早上到晚上是义工。
So during those 2 to 3 years, she never missed a day in going to the construction site, even though that was his volunteer work.
那今天我们教会真的需要有这种人。
Today, our church really needs somebody like that.
择善固执。
Those who really care for the goodness of the church.
在教会里面，什么是对的？有那种很坚强的意志力，一直坚持把它做到底，做到完。
When you see something good in the church, you hold on to it until it finishes.
所以你看雅各这个人呢，他很有意志力，他摔跤，你不给我祝福，我一定要跟你摔到底。
You can see Jacob, he's also very determined. If you do not bless me, I will wrestle you to the end.
那有时候我们这个个性啊，软软的，也是很好，但是这个也有一个缺点呢，就是做事情也没有什么劲。
Sometimes it may be good to have a flexible personality, but sometimes when you do things, you lack determination.
那你遇到困难，你不会想克服就停了。
So if you encounter difficulties, it's easier for you to give up.
但是好就是人跟人你不会相争啊。
The good thing is, however, you do not have problem, tend to have problem with other people.
不管你怎么做都好啊。
No matter what it is, it's okay with you.
所以这个人的个性，如果我们能够用到好的地方，这是好的。
So it's good for us to use our personality for good things.
他在住在教会啊，另外一件事情啊。
There's another thing happened when my mother lived in the church.
就是每一次联恩会、学生联会完之后，他被单要从头全部洗到尾。
So every time when there was a gathering for the students or a spiritual convocation, she had to do the laundry for everything in the church.
有时候她真的很累。
That was a very tiring job.
但是她意志力很强，她没有做完她不会休息。
She was so determined that she would not stop until she finished the work.
所以有一阵子在教会里面，那个所有的被单里面，你闻不到一点臭味。
And at that time, in all those linens in the church that they use, they're all very, very clean.
所以今天我们教会里面需要有更多人把这种很坚强的意志，不是用在事业、家庭而已，能够用在教会里面。
So today, when we have this personality in the church, we should not use them in our work, but rather use them in the church.
对圣工有帮助的，对教会发展的，坚持到底。
When we see something that is good for the church, for the evangelical work, then we need to hold on to it till the end.
那我们就看我们教会圣工会进步。
And then our church will prosper.
所以以扫的到最后就是摔跤。雅各到最后就摔跤，到你给我祝福，我才给你走。
So Jacob was wrestling with God.
他的名字就是他名字的意思。
That was what his name meant.
所以这个世代啊，人生都在漂流。
So we can see this 4th generation.They all had life of wandering around.
但是我们看每一个人都有他的原则。
Every one of them had their principle.
但每一个人都在信仰的这个信心的名录上都留下了名字。
Every one of them had their name recorded in the book of faith.
神纪念他们。
And God remembers them.
我们唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
234.
234.